I've heard everyone talking about the importance of having purpose in life. And yet, when you work with people, very often I have come across people who might not have a purpose.
So purpose, by definition, is about giving meaning to direction. Yeah?
Meaning to direction. Wow.
The purpose is really limiting. Let's hold purpose a little more lightly, and that in and of itself will emerge meaning. Yeah, it's not like you're trying to find the perfect purpose. And so the frustration and the confusion and the negative energy is what gets in the way of the implicit meaning often that's right in front of the individual.
You said, ensure that purpose is a guide and not an identity. Can you tell me something more?
If you've got a purpose statement, I help X do Y with Z. Yeah, the more specific that is actually helpful to align energy. But if we identify with that as that's the only thing that I am, then how much have we discounted and excluded in terms of potential and possibility? Yeah. Purpose is not what you are. It's not who you are. It's a guide.
What if tomorrow I get to know that having a purpose is a marketing gimmick played by a few people?
There's a little bit of linearity in the question. And it assumes like 1 + 1 = 2. If I don't have a purpose statement, then who am I?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Ex-Monks Drive podcast. I'm your host, Gaurav Arora. And today we have Ryan Ettridge. Ryan is joining me for a fascinating discussion on purpose and goal setting. And if you got to hear the last episode, we spoke about purpose only. So that means this episode could be an extension. And in case you have not yet heard that episode, I would strongly recommend you to take some time and do visit the last episode as well. With the new year upon us, many of us are reflecting on our goals and desires for the future. I wanted to invite Ryan on the show to provide his wisdom on how we can approach purpose and goals in a meaningful and empowering way. Today, we will discuss how purpose should be viewed as a guide rather than an identity we attach to. He will also discuss sustainable approaches to goal setting that stem from inner truth rather than societal pressures. So relax into the vortex of truth. Let it churn your mind and heart into awakening. Let's take a dive. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much. Such a pleasure having you here on the podcast, The Ex-Monks Drive.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
Ryan, this episode is really important for us. Why? For several reasons. One, of course, because you are here with us. So what else could be more important than that? Second, we are going to dwell deeper into the aspects of purpose, goal setting. And why? Because this is that phase of the year where people genuinely invest a lot of time to set their priorities in place, to set their goals in place. And when I thought of you, I said, you work with C-suite executives. You work with C-suite minus one. And that's our target audience. And that's what I think. You are the best person to help us get more clarity on purpose, on goal setting, on what basis should we be setting the goals, and what might come in between us and our desires, our goals. What's your take? How do you define purpose and why it's that important for us to have one?
Good. Good. So there's a presumption in there in terms of its importance in your question. But so purpose, by definition, is about giving meaning to direction. Yeah?
Meaning to direction. Wow, okay.
Yeah. And as opposed to meaningless direction. Yeah? And so whether it's C-suite minus one, executives, managers, juniors that have joined a team, quite often they'll join a role, they'll be promoted into a role or they'll be accepted into a role And the role definition will be predefined for them. Yeah. And so essentially they're adopting somebody else's meaning for the direction they're standing in.
Yeah.
So the purpose for them in that state is unclear. Yeah. Or it's assumed. Yeah. So purpose in that sense is really about guiding the individual towards what's meaningful for them in the context and the role that they're occupying.
Yeah.
So that's one bit, right? So that's the individual purpose for a leader in each of their contexts. So a leader at work, a leader at home. Yeah. And so purpose is about giving meaning, giving them, the individual, meaning about the direction that they are leading themselves and others.
And another question which is coming to me, Rian, is, you know, every time when I have spoken to a business leader, a thought leader, an entrepreneur, a coach, I've heard everyone talking about the importance of having purpose in life. And yet, when you work with people, very often I have come across people who might not have a purpose. And I really wonder that what is it that's coming in our way to have a purpose?
Let's just put a frame around purpose a bit more. Yeah. So purpose, let's say it gives meaning to direction.
Yeah.
The risk is that the leader or anyone with a purpose attaches to it.
Yeah.
So the caveat is the purpose is a guide. It's not an identity. Because the identification with the purpose is really limiting. Let's hold purpose a little more lightly. And that in and of itself will emerge meaning. Yeah. It's not like you're trying to find the perfect purpose. What is my purpose? I don't have a purpose. And so the frustration and the confusion and the negative energy is what gets in the way of the implicit meaning often that's right in front of the individual.
So beautiful. Let me just revisit everything that you said. You said, ensure that purpose is a guide and not an identity, because the moment I start to identify myself with that purpose, I would experience a sense of loss in case I'm not been able to get one. And I don't need to experience a sense of disdain or dissatisfaction or distress if I don't have a purpose. Can you tell me something more about when you're saying that it should not be the identity and it should be the guide? What a profound statement this is.
So let's say purpose, and I even prefer to use the term intention, yeah, as a guide, as an energetic alignment mechanism, right? The leaders, more so than juniors, tend to identify with stuff. My role as a CEO or a general manager, I am this role, therefore that means that I'm important, or you know, I'm valuable, or I've earned my place, or I have authority, status, respect. Yeah. And so the identification is the meaning that is held, ownership, meaning held by the individual, right? Now that has boundaries in it. The definition and the meaning has boundaries infused in it, which limits the scope and the potential of, let's say, the role and whatever the descriptor is that's being identified with. So purpose in the same sense, yeah, if you've got a purpose statement, I help X do Y with Z, yeah? Yeah, the more specific that is actually helpful to align energy, but if we identify with that as that's the only thing that I am, then how much have we discounted and excluded in terms of potential and possibility, and options that could arise for an individual to bring that purpose to to life. So the identification is, it's not what you are. Purpose is not what you are. It's not who you are. It's a guide. Just like your role is a guide.
So beautiful. And I just love it that how purpose is a guide. And you also use the word, it helps us to align our energies. Because purpose guides. It should not limit you. It should rather empower you.
Sure. Yes.
Now, as much as I understand this, Rayon, the moment I have purpose, I'm able to contain myself. And the moment I'm able to contain myself, of course, I know that I am limiting myself. However, in case I'm not identifying with that purpose, and I'm aware of that, that's where it creates a sense of expansion and expansive energy for me.
Yeah.
With that comes a sense of anxiety and fear, a sense of unknown that comes to me from a space of what's there, because I've not yet experienced that.
Let's say it's a skillful means that a leader needs to be comfortable with is the unknown. Discomfort. Comfort with discomfort. Yeah. Comfort with the unknown. Why? Because no one really knows what's going to happen in the next minute. As much controls as we put around ourselves and society and so on, there's so much more. Obviously, unknown is unlimited. Right. Okay. Now, here's why it's not just something to be comfortable with, but something to embrace. That's where creativity is born. If we take the old, known, familiar, and we bring that to what we've emerged as our purpose, our guiding energy, that's not creativity. That's bringing the old into now. That's not creating. That's not leading. In fact, that's managing at best, but it's actually reproducing old results in a world that is highly unlikely to be the same now, right? So the anxiety is possibly, the anxiety in that sense is probably healthy. Yeah. And so to run away from it is doing the leader a disservice in terms of a highly skilled facilitator of purpose for an executive. Yeah. And then the executive is fearful of stepping into it. Okay, yeah. So there's the coaching opportunity right there.
Yeah. As I'm just listening to you, Rayon, I'm actually questioning, and it's not a question, I'm just sharing that. Let's see where we go from here. I'm questioning this complete sentence that you should have a purpose. I think the word should, I'm finding misplaced here. There could be a different word there. That's one, right? When I'm saying you should have a purpose, what if tomorrow I get to know that the purpose of life was to live a life without a purpose? What if tomorrow I get to know that having a purpose is a marketing gimmick played by a few people? What if a sense of purpose is tying chains in my feet and it's limiting me? And then I'm finding myself clueless. Where should I go from here?
So let's go back to one of your opening questions, you know, what is purpose? And there was a little bit of sharing here around, you know, those that have never had one or they're adopting or assuming somebody else's intention for them, right? That's distracting. That's really distracting. What do I do? Yeah. So there's no alignment of energy without some sort of intentionality, right? And the purpose statement acts as that intentionality, as the guide, right? But it's the guide to act right now. It's not necessarily to become. Yeah, it's not to say that now's not good enough, but now is always changing. How specifically are we going to align to that change? Yeah. Let's listen to what's wanted. And if the purpose statement is the representation of what's wanted, so that those that are able to see and align their energies to, like a leader leading a team, then a purpose statement, intentional purpose statement, has a lot of value in that.
Mm.
But not to get confused with that, that's what we ought to be.
Yeah, precisely. And I loved the emphasis on the word now, how it's a guide that can help us how to act right now. So is it a fair assumption to make, Rian, that in different phases of our lives, in different roles in our lives, we can have different purposes? Is it a fair assumption to make? That's one. Second is, or there should be a common denominator that I might call as my purpose, and the different facets of my life, different phases of my life, would be the manifestation that will come out of that common denominator.
Sure. There's a little bit of linearity in the question. Yeah. And it assumes like 1 + 1 = 2. If I don't have a purpose statement, then who am I, right?
Yeah.
And so it also assumes a purpose statement can summarize a human being. Not possible.
Not possible.
It's language. It's language.
Absolutely. And it's always limiting.
How does a language capture infinite? Okay, so that's the linearity bit is the risk. Okay, and so that's the point, if there's anything from this conversation, is not to identify with a purpose statement. Yeah? Damn, I need to find my purpose statement. I need to find my why.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to find yourself. Yes, you do.
Correct.
That's a heavy burden to carry, that I have to have a purpose statement. In case I don't have a purpose statement, then who am I? That's lost. What is left is who you are.
Yes. But having said that, yes, it is important to find what's true for you. Yeah. Okay. So there's a switch in language. It's also a real, real switch in energy. When you hear that and your whole body language just changed, either intentionally or resonantly, there is, of course, a natural process to find what's true for you. Not to find my purpose necessarily, but to find and realize what you actually are, what everyone actually is. Essence, the essence, call it something. That is always here now, beating the heart. And the connection, reconnection back to that, with that, as that, emerges what's absolutely and undeniably true for the individual. And now, sure, to put that energy into practice, we need to experiment with that. You know, this will dovetail nicely into goals, right? To reconnect, realize, recover what you actually are. People listening to this now will feel it as the words have spoken now. What you actually are is beyond words. And that, however, because of its unlimitedness, in terms of guiding energy, can be helpful to put into words to intentionally align others and resources towards grounding that essence here, now, really. And that's leadership. That's taking possibility and potential and grounding that here right now to create something that was never there before. It's unknown space. That's it. If there's a common purpose, that's it.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, the question is, how comfortable am I with that uncertainty? Because it is going to cause some kind of discomfort. And as you mentioned, it's about recreating, reconnecting, realizing, and recovering into who I am in this moment right now. and then coming back here, and then from this space, recreating what was not there yet.
Yeah, creating for the first time, not recreating, because that would assume it's been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not leadership again.
Mm. Wow.
Leadership is emerging that, and it can only be emerged from nothing, right? How could, from unknown, it can only come from the unknown.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's not new.
Yeah, yeah. And that, I think, Ryan, that's what brings in novelty in the game. Otherwise, it's just an addition of another feature, another feature, another feature. What we are deliberating on around purpose, how would you connect that with goals that people set at the start of the year? They make resolutions, we make resolutions, and within 20, 21 days, within 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time, we go back to our old ways of being.
Good.
Old ways of looking at ourselves, others, life, and then life repeats.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a conventional response. So let's attack the question with a conventional response. The conventional responses are helpful, okay? So none of this by any means is diminishing the value of purpose for those that find it valuable. So conventional goals, yeah?
Mm.
Something specific must happen, yeah? Health goals.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're unhealthy, get healthy. And there's some pretty clear criteria these days as to what sustainable health is. So, you know, get that done. What's in the way of that? Well, clear the interference and go and do it.
Really, yeah.
It's in the way of creativity, health, fundamentally. Mm. Same with finances. Of course, get your finances in check.
Mm.
Yeah, this goes for business as it does for personal. Yeah. So the goals are conventionally in that sense, set a target, build a little plan to reach the target, maybe incrementally experiment how you're going to do it, reach the goals. Yeah. Now, if we take a bigger intention, let's say my why, yeah, my why is to help X do Y through Z, right? Now, depending on how specific that purpose statement is or intention is for an individual, the goals won't necessarily immediately fall out of that.
Mm.
So let's call the goals towards a purpose stepping stones towards realizing, grounding, and ergo bringing to life.
Mm.
So the next criteria conventionally becomes time bound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Realistically, what do you expect to be able to achieve in the next 3, 6, 12 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how will you know that it's successful? Yeah. Okay, so there's all the conventions. So goal setting is obviously the stepping stones towards realizing whatever the higher intention or purpose is going to be within a given time frame. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can experiment and you can bring other people in line with that. It should ideally be very clear as to how you're going to achieve certain outcomes towards something bigger. Yeah. Now, the risk here's the non-conventional. The risk is, again, that there is a time-boundedness to a purpose statement. Right? I will be my purpose statement when. Okay, so there's the identification. Now, when intentionality emerges from what's true for a leader, yeah, so having a very clear intention. The leaders I work with primarily in their kind of C minus one will be deciding whether C level is right for them, because they might be observing C levels at the moment, and the way that C levels are C leveling is not sustainable, and they can see a better way. And it is undeniably clear to them that there is a better way. Here's the impact that it's going to have on society, to the business, to the team, the individuals, the culture, my specific as the leader value. Yeah. And so there's an undeniable clarity that is hidden behind some of the distractions that those C minus one leaders have that work with me. Yeah. So the first thing is to help them get really clear on what that intention is. Crystal clear. What is it? Okay. This is not a purpose statement. This is just a very clear intention that is undeniably what ought to happen for that business, for that leader. And that leader is the right leader to take them now forward. You hear the energy in this, right? That's there in them, but often it's just distracted by all the stuff. Yeah. So now with that clarity, it's also often immediately realized that it's not selfish. There's not the self in the way of bringing that intention to life as it's expressed by them in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the intention, and let's call it a purpose for the sake of this conversation.
Yeah.
Is alethically true beyond anyone's definition of it. It is absolutely undeniably true. Not my purpose. Absolutely clear that this is what's going to happen. That's there. That's always there. Now, the goals, when you have that level of clarity, are almost pre-written for you. They just fall out like Smarties dropping from the sky. Yeah? Like, there you go. There's your little, there's the treat. Go do that thing. Yeah? So I don't need to make up goals in the way, but the conventional goals of being healthy and relationships are strong and finances are strong, they're all distractions if they're not taken care of. And they will get in the way of that absolute truth being expressed. Yeah. So to kind of bring this back around, the purpose, when it's absolutely undeniably true, in that moment, and yes, it will change, in that moment, is beyond any individual.
Yeah. Rian, let me just revisit everything that you have said to some extent. What I'm listening is purpose provides, guides us. That's one. It helps us to align our energies. It helps us to expand our boundaries. That's one. The second thing that I'm listening is when you're talking about intentionality, and it's coming from a space when a leader is aligned with his own truth. Right. And from that, what emerges is something the person does not have to push. It just happens. Everything aligns in that way. The word which is coming to me is huge level of surrender. Another word which is emerging for me is serendipity. Another word which is coming to me is flow. Now, surrender, flow, serendipity. I'm just wondering, in this space, how would one invite self? And how would that person deal with the insecurities, the fears, the inadequacies, and the identification that he or she has been dealing with in their life with the family affluence that they are coming from, identification with the accomplishments that they have, identifications with the status, identifications with who they know, identifications with what they have. So much going on.
Sure.
How can one deal with that and yet invite surrender, serendipity, and flow in their life?
Yes, good. Let's pick up on flow first, because what's the opposite of it?
Boundaries, limits.
Yeah.
Force.
Exhaustion. Yes. Effort. Effort, force. Yeah. And that's exhausting. Yeah. And that leads to burnout, actually. All the other things then. Yeah. The attachments too. And there's a word, heteronomous versus autonomous.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pressures from society, my family, who I take myself to be.
Yeah.
Who would I be if I wasn't that? Yeah. They are the very limits to flow. and clarity yeah. and freedom. Yeah. How does one do it? With intentionality, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah? Do you sense there's more potential for you?
Mm.
Yes. How strong is that versus the grip hold of your current reality?
Mm.
Yeah? So there must be at some point almost an exhaustion of now, the current way. What got me here will not get me there. And there has to be an acceptance of that to the point that I'm going to engage a guide or facilitator or coach. Yeah. And it gets to the point where the body, the mind body system is of dis-ease. Dis-ease.
Dis-ease.
Yeah. Not flow. Dis-ease. Right. And they feel it in terms of disturbances in the body. Yeah. Anxiety, what you mentioned before.
Mm.
Fear, frustration, judgment, blame, resentment, all of the things are the body's reaction to what got me here isn't going to get me there now. They're indicators. Indicators of the leaders that something ought to shift.
Mm.
Now here's what sometimes happens is they go, well, it's just the environment, I'll change the environment. I'll change my job. Yeah. And guess what? They brought all of their life stories with them to the new job.
Yeah.
So in a matter of time, the same disease emerges. It never dissolved.
Yeah.
It just went dormant for a little bit. So
yeah,
through inquiry, direct inquiry, who do I take myself to be? What are the stories, the identities, the fears, the values, the patterns, the habits? And I'll come back to habits. What are the energies in the body that I am identifying with? And they must be cleared. They must be cleared on behalf of the intention to realize, reconnect, recover potential that was always there. It's just missed through the distractions of identifying with those other things, the energies, the job, the role, the dad, the best, you know. And it is a very normal human developmental process to shift through that.
You know, one of the statements that's coming to me is I heard a long time back. It says, anything that you identify with dominates you. And as I was just listening to you, another quote from Ramdas came to me. He says, once you know the truth liberates you.
For sure.
And I just love it when you said, who do I take myself to be? I said, that's a profound question. I don't have an answer for that. Or I'm so fearful to answer to this question. Thank you for bringing this, Rian.
So it is a surrender to bring that back in to the conversation. For the listeners, it's a very big word. So there's obviously that brings in faith and all of the other things that come along with surrender. There's absolutely no idea. This is the unknown. Get comfortable with that, leader. Huh? What are you surrendering to? The unknown. There it is again. And so it is a letting go of the old to bring forth the new. And that becomes a really obvious, repetitive way of being.
Yeah. As I'm just listening to you, Rian, I'm just wondering, the world where we live in, we celebrate success. We celebrate accomplishments. And I'm just asking this question myself, how's it to live in a context where we celebrate everything that we are talking about identification? And I know that's not serving me, and I'm living in a context that celebrates that. It's a dichotomy, right? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that tension? Or how do you assist the people that you work with deal with that? And yet, so that they can free themselves of the attachments that they have created for themselves and yet be on the path of growth, be on the path of evolution.
So to infuse essence or truth into the current reality takes quite a skillful means to be able to do that so that it becomes the new way, let's call it, the grounded new way, because the habits of the individual reinforced by those around them will keep the old identity alive. Yeah. So it takes courage. Let's use that word. One must have courage and bravery to be able to shed the old. And this is leadership. Mm. One must have the courage to lead themselves through the process. Yeah. Mm. Through a community of other leaders that are going through similar processes, because there'll be questions and insights that arise that are new, and others will be going through the same process as well. So it is important for those that are shedding the old and realizing what's true, have a support network in and around them as well. It is important still for the leader, and this goes back to the conventional goals, to have a supportive environment around them.
Absolutely.
Because we don't want to let go of the family. We can't live without profit and money in the relative world. It's not possible. So two things there: a support network, a skilled guide, and a real foundation that enables the courage to happen and ground a lot easier than this scary unknown, oh my God, what's happening, right? So there's one more thing to introduce here. So for the leader to lead themselves and others through this process of self-development, they must really surrender to that truth.
And be ready for the discomfort that it might bring to you. You know, I heard somewhere when you evolve, you might not be able to relate to your old friends and your relatives, and even they might not be able to relate to you. And when that happens, it brings in a sense of discomfort. Now, the question is, as much as we are, if we are willing to surrender to that unknown, if I'm willing to invite that serendipity and experience the flow of life, will I be comfortable with the discomfort that it's going to offer to me? I think that's a question that I'm...
Not initially, because it's very different. And there's almost this sense of rejection. It's almost this sense of I have to reject my old way.
Old way of being and doing and knowing and relating to this world.
Yeah, but here's the, let's call it the silver lining or the gift in all of that. And this is what this is what you're surrendering to.
Got it.
It comes back around full circle. To accept and integrate everything as it is.
As it is.
And now the leader can hold anything. Known and unknown.
I think that's a beautiful integration of bringing in the known and the unknown and continue to be on this path and experience and enjoy this journey called life. Riyam, thank you so much. I think that has created enough and more chemical reaction in my brain for sure. I'm sure it would have done the same thing for the audience as well. Riyam, thank you so much for being on this show.
Thanks, Gaurav. Thanks for having me. And I trust the listeners will resonate with whatever works and discard what doesn't. So thank you again.
Thank you. That's all for today, friends. We have reached the end of a profound journey of self-inquiry. Riyam compelled us to question, who do we believe ourselves to be? How strongly are we clinging to limiting roles and identities? Can we find the courage to let go so we may grow? These reflections offer much food for thought. Our potential is infinite. We need only realize it. Though the path is often unclear, we must trust it unfolds with purpose. By knowing our intentions, we attract its manifestation. We acknowledge the light within one another
sharing truth as kindred spirits. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow us, rate us, and leave us a review to help more people discover the show. And also take some time to share this with your friends, with your family members, who you feel would get benefited. I genuinely appreciate you tuning in and look forward to connecting again next week for more thought-provoking conversations, dialogues. This is Gaurav Arora signing off. We have been blessed today by truth, connection, and insight. Take care of yourself. Stay blessed. Stay present. Stay purposeful. And I look forward to meeting you again next week.